Says he won't accept a deal that doesn't prioritize Israel's security. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Israeli authorities say three Israeli civilians were killed at a key border crossing with Jordan today before security forces fatally shot a gunman. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas Democrats gathered this weekend in Wichita. KWCH reports that the Kansas Democratic Party held its annual Demo Fest convention yesterday with various seminars and a keynote address by Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear. Events focused on making inroads in the presidential and down ballot races. Kansas Democrats face a challenge in doing so. Currently, Republicans hold a supermajority in both houses of the Kansas legislature. And the last time a Democratic presidential candidate won in Kansas was back in 1964, when incumbent Lyndon B. Johnson beat Senator Barry Goldwater. One person has been arrested at the Kansas State Fair for allegedly brandishing a gun. KSNW reports that a spokesperson for the Kansas Highway Patrol posted on social media that troopers responded to the fairgrounds Friday night, placing the individual under arrest for suspicion of felon in possession of a firearm and possession of a firearm while intoxicated. The Kansas State Fair kicked off September 6th and runs through the 15th in Hutchinson. In sports, the Kansas City Royals stretched their lead to 1.5 games for the American League's second wild card spot. That's after beating the Minnesota Twins last night 4-2. They play their third in the series at 1:10 this afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. Illinois beat KU in football 23-17. Kansas State beat Tulane 34-27. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include American Jewish World Service, supporting human rights advocates worldwide in the fight for democracy, equity, and justice for all people. Learn more at ajws.org.
Sunny skies today in the KPR listening area with highs in the upper 70s. Winds from the south around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies overnight tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For tomorrow, sunny, highs in the mid-80s. It's 57 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Us meet that challenge. We have just $440 left.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we are continuing to take your pledge. Again, we're looking for $440 more. I think that was the number Felly threw out there to meet this challenge. Again, taking pledges at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next here on KPR is To the Best of Our Knowledge, bringing that to you today. Pledge free. But again, we'll be continuing to take your pledges at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Hall Center for the Humanities, presenting author Christina Sharp, weaving together Black history, personal memories, and scenes from American life. Tuesday evening at the Hall Center. More at hallcenter.ku.edu.
Sunny skies today. We're looking for highs in the upper 70s. Light winds from the south. Sunny for tomorrow. Highs in the mid 80s. It's 63 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Topeka. The time is 10 o'clock.
In the age of exploration, navigators set out to discover the world. They sailed the oceans, charted trade routes, and mapped so-called discovered lands, some of which, it turns out, they made up.
There was no one to question these white European sea captains. Their word was not to be doubted. If you're sailing for the British Admiralty and you come back and say, I spotted an island, it goes on the map.
Fast forward to the 21st century, and now climate change is wiping places off the map. In the South Pacific, entire islands and historic ways of life are disappearing.
There's Philip, Coming up, want to get some cartographers all riled up? Ask them which is better, a paper map or a digital one? Don't go away. Our show on maps continues right after this. It's to the best of our knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Queens Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. But of course, support for To the Best of Our Knowledge also comes from you, our listeners. It's our fall membership campaign. And if you enjoy these Sunday mornings with Ann Stream Champs and the rest of the To the Best of Our Knowledge gang, make a pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also pledge on the KPR app. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stop being able to relate to our environment.
Bill Limpisathian is a professor of cartography at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. So what do you do with islands that were charted, described, even explored, but were never actually real? They're called phantom islands. Coming up, one musician turned them into a sonic landscape unlike anything you've heard before. That's to the best of our knowledge. From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we are continuing to take your pledges. To the best of our knowledge is coming to you pledge-free today. But again, we're continuing to take our pledges for this great show, which is part of your Sunday morning. If you enjoyed To the Best of Our Knowledge, and I suspect you do because you're listening today, make your pledge right now at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies today. We're looking for highs in the mid-70s. It's 65 in Lawrence, 67 in Manhattan, 66 in Emporia. You're listening to the Best of Our Knowledge on Kansas Public Radio.
During the 15th and 6th of Silver, Tevaca, Skamawound, Simon Gardam, and Johnny Ripper. The executive producer of To the Best of Our Knowledge is Steve Paulson, and I'm Ann Strainchamps. Be well, and come back often.
PRX. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we're taking your pledges in support of this great program. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR also comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. The time is 11 o'clock. This is KPR.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Tell your smart speaker to play KPER. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPER comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. And from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing misinformation and disinformation in the media, Thursday in the library auditorium. Details at lplks.org. Speaking of disinformation, join me for KPR Presents. Today on KPR Presents, how disinformation is shaping political campaigns. That's at 6 o'clock this evening on KPR.
A while ago, I annoyed a lot of people by It's to the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Eagles Rust, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable mattresses by Savvy Rust. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRustNaturalHome.com. Kansas Public Radio comes with our own kind of warranty. We can guarantee you'll like most of what you hear on KPR. And if you do, this is your chance to pledge your support to make sure that we can continue to provide that warranty for the next 20 years. Make your pledge today at kansaspublicradio.org.
If you're of a certain age, visit iTunes or Stitcher, or just check out our website at ttbook.org. To the Best of Our Knowledge comes to you from Madison, Wisconsin, and the studios of Wisconsin Public Radio. This hour was put together by Steve Paulson, with help from Doug Gordon, Charles Monroe Kane, and Mark Rickers. Our technical director is Joe Hartke. I'm Ann Strainchamps. Until next time.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans make informed financial decisions for their families for over 45 years. More at bobschwartzfinancial.com. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series, Congress in the 21st Century, Wednesday, September 18th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, Don't Tell Me.